All right? You can take hold of it, just like the chair that you're seated in front of you. You're seated in, and the chair in front of you is not one in front of you, one you're seated in. You can take hold to that chair. Why? Because it's tangible. Huh? You see it. You understand how to do it. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Why didn't all of you come in this building and you just went over there and sit down on the wall and all around the wall and all, you know, just, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do that? Y'all got to talk to me now because we're teaching. Why didn't you do it? Because you understand, you understood, there's chairs in this building. You know what they was designed to do. They are made to sit in. You had knowledge of that, didn't you? So you didn't walk over there and sit in the floor. You didn't walk, you know, and start whining, I don't know, I ain't got nowhere to sit down. You saw that chair, you understood it, and you walked over and sit down. I didn't have to coach you. None of the usher had to coach you. You knew what to do. So you walked over and right now you're seated. How do you do it? Because you knew how to take hold to that. How to take a hold to that in the natural realm, right? With the five senses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, faith in the realm of the unseen is more real than what you know about this. So I'm going to show you how to take a hold. Take a hold to it. Are you hearing me? If you learn how to take a hold to it, just like you can walk in just that easy and sit down in a chair because you understand how to do it, you can do the same thing in the realm of the spirit once you learn how to do it. Then that means your broke days, your lonely days, and all the rest of the stuff. Don't mean you won't be challenged. Don't mean you have to, that stuff just going to go away and nothing. No, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith because you got an adversary, an enemy constantly trying to throw you off track. But if you just sit there and go, duh, this time next week you'll be broke. This time next year you'll be broke. This time 5 years from now you'll still be broke. This time 5 years from now, 10 years, you'll still be depressed. You'll still be whining. You'll still be looking for somebody else to do something for you. You'll be talking about everybody don't nobody like me. I ain't nobody. But if you take what is about to be said and apply it to your life, just like you took what was said to you because you wanted to do it. And I know just about every, I know how I was. When I saw that vehicle, I wanted to drive it. And all I wanted is somebody to teach me. They didn't have no trouble getting me on the steering wheel. The trouble they had was keeping me from under. That was the trouble. I was willing to listen to everything they said. And when they said it, I couldn't wait to do it. I was saying, get out of my way and let me do it. But you got people have heard the word of God and still won't read it. And still won't listen. And they're still broke. They're still depressed. They're still crying. Then they're blaming you. Oh, so-and-so, he, this and that. No, it's just somebody took the word and applied it to their life. The reason most Can I tell you the real reason why most people broke? They won't work. If you work, they'll pay you. Now you can learn how to manage and increase, but too many people, they won't work. They want something for nothing. Y'all don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. If you hand it to them, you can give it to them. You can hand people that won't work. You can hand it to them. They won't have it long. Time they go around the corner before they get back, they don't have nothing. But if you learn these principles of the Word of God and how to apply them, you not only have something for yourself, you can help somebody else. So let's go through this. Y'all ready? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, you know how to take hold. You know how to take a hold of that chair. Why? You know how to take a hold. You understand how to do it. You take a baby, a little child. Listen to me. You take a baby or a little child. All right? You bring them into a building that has seats in it to sit in. And they live, even they live in a house that has seats in it. And you are saying to them over and over, sit down, sit down. They will soon gain knowledge that this is a seat to sit in. After a while, they'll be like our granddaughter, Amaya. We recently got a recliner. All you got to do is push the button. You don't have to pull no lever. You know, love seat recliner. Anybody ever, you know what I'm saying? Love seat, love, love. You just push the button. We can't hardly get in it, especially Grandma can't. She can't get us. I kind of had to put some guidelines on my side. She can't hardly get in it. Maya got that button going. You think she understands it? You don't think she can't work it? She works it too much. Time it get back, she set it back up. Then it gets back up, you know, when it gets up in the right position, it kind of rock a little bit. She won't let it rock, just back. You're laughing, but what God told me to tell you and teach you, he said, if you will take the time to learn about the realm of the spirit, the things in the realm of the spirit is more real, and you can take hold to them, and they can be more real to you than this natural realm. Because from this realm that I'm talking about you don't see is the one that creates the one you do see. Think about that for a minute. If the realm you don't see brought about what you do see, which one you think has the most power and has the most effect? So why are we interested in learning how to live? And this is the realm he said to live in. Everything you need is in this realm. And here you are struggling in a realm that is being deceived by a deceiver. Won't tell you the truth. And here's a realm he can't get in. A kingdom. And he can't even get in and participate. And the Holy Spirit wants to teach you and give you a book of instruction that he'll instruct you in.